the 12th day of the blessed month of Tuba, the second day of the Feast of the Holy Theophany. The Church has arranged that today would be the second day of the honorable Feast of Theophany. The prayers are in the joyful tune and no strict abstinence. It is a feast of the Lord. May the blessing of our good Savior, who was baptized on our behalf, be with us all. And glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day, the Church celebrates the monthly commemoration of the Honorable Archangel Michael, the head of the heavenly host, the intercessor for the human race. May his holy intercession be for us all, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day of the year 306 AD, Saint Theodore of the East was martyred. He is also known as Saint Theodore El Mishriki, and Theodore of the Orient was martyred. This saint was born in the year 275 AD in the city of Tyre in Syria. For this reason, he was called El Mishriki, Oriental, to identify him from Saint Theodore El Shatbi. His father was a minister in the cabinet, and Theodore was the commander of the Roman army, and he fought against the Persians. He saw in a vision a ladder was set up and reached a heaven. On its top sat the Lord Jesus Christ along with his angels, and at the bottom of the ladder he saw a dragon, which is the devil. The Lord informed him that he would shed his blood along with his companions Leontius, the Syrian, and Benacaros, the Persian. A truce was agreed upon with the Persian, and so Saint Theodore returned to Antioch to find that Diocletian had abandoned the faith. The emperor Diocletian asked Theodore to raise incense to the idols, but Saint Theodore refused and declared his faith in the Lord Christ. He also shouted to his soldiers, saying, "Whoever desires to be martyred in the name of the Lord Christ, let him follow me." And they all cried out, saying, "We are all with you. Your God is our God." The emperor became very angry and commanded his soldiers to nail Theodore to a tree and severely torture him. However, the Lord strengthened and comforted Theodore. Later on, Diocletian sent Theodore to the governor to convict and torture him more, and then ordered to exile him, where they continued to torment him. But the Archangel Michael came to encourage him. Finally, they burned him during the reign of Maximianus and Galerius, and thus Theodore, the Oriental, received the crown of martyrdom. May the blessing of his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also, on this day, in the year 304 AD, Saint Anatolius, the Persian, was martyred. This saint was born in the country of Persia, which is present-day Iran. He enlisted in the Roman army and was promoted to a commander and remained for 15 years in the army. When Emperor Diocletian abandoned the Christian faith and incited the persecution against the Christians, Anatolius longed for the heavenly crown over all the vainglory of this temporal world. Anatolius came before the emperor and took off his military attire and declared his faith in the Lord Christ. The emperor was shocked at Anatolius' boldness and courage. And when the emperor knew that he was a Persian, the emperor tried to befriend him, and he delivered him to the governor Romanus to persuade Anatolius to forsake his faith. When Romanus failed to change the determination of Anatolius, he returned him to the emperor. The emperor ordered that Anatolius be tortured through scourging and whipping and by other terrible tortures. The Lord sent his angel to heal and strengthen Anatolius. And when they became weary of torturing him, they beheaded him with the sword, and Saint Anatolius received the crown of martyrdom. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.